The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
And did I like Love on the Spectrum? It's crazy. I can't look at that kid. Anyway, I can't do it. All I'm going to do now, Brady, is get back to my autistic ways. Be Michael. I like you, Brady.
Thanks, Michael.
You're a nice man. Do you have love in your life? Because that's all that matters. You're a cut of meat from God, and I'm a double scoop of dog shit. We all have the same goals. Got to watch Love on the Spectrum. All of you. It's one thing I hate about this world is we're all on different pages. If we could all talk about Love on the Spectrum, we'd all be laughing together. Because it's hilarious. You'll cry. You'll laugh. It's everything you've ever wanted from entertainment. Get on it. Speaking of entertainment, the entertainment drill is upon us right now, and it's Brady's job to do that. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. Talking with Jay and the gang yesterday, the women's self-defense class that's coming up here, I believe in the end of July, is going fast, and it's wide open. It's a seminar open to the public, $99 a person. You just get involved there and take a look at it. It's going to be 3 hours long and teach you how to just be better at being you, stronger in situations that might present themselves where you think you know what you're doing, but you won't. I had a great workout yesterday. Kevin Ray went down there from the Suns. We were there and doing knife defense stuff and just didn't miss. Just had a great day. Walked out of there so adrenalized. You get confident. You feel good about yourself. And that's the goal every day. Feel a little bit better about yourself, especially in the world where you just don't know what's coming next. As I often say, what the f*** is going on? I didn't beep it. Almost said it. You never know when that entire phrase is just going to attack you in a parking lot somewhere. So why not have some tools in your tool belt that keep you going and keep you in great shape and feeling great about yourself? They do that at ReactDefense.com. It's easy peasy. Head on up there, learn about the tactical black self-defense system that is tried and true. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
Jason Momoa, the United Nations has named him the UN Environment Programs Advocate for life below water.
Take that, Greta Thunberg.
He's the real live Aquaman.
That's right.
He's done a bunch of work for saving the oceans.
This is how I know we're not serious about anything. Jason Momoa. Nobody's serious about anything when we make the movie Aquaman the ambassador to undersea health. It's such a sell job on the general public and saying, oh, he's done so much for the oceans. What? What's he done different than anyone else that Aqua, well, he's given money? He's not done more than the Navy.
The ocean is an ancient teacher, a guide, and a muse. It is also.
It's drivel.
Without
buddy.
A healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Ocean.
Look at Brett right now.
Life on a planet as we know it would not exist.
I'm making an ocean on my tummy with what he's saying.
I hope to continue my journey to protect and conserve the ocean and all the living things on our beautiful blue planet.
He's an oceanographer, right? He's just an actor who plays Aquaman. And that is the biggest verbal jerk-off ever. Aren't we tired of having the wool pulled over our eyes by this nonsense? Let a professional scientist oceanographer be the ambassador to all things underwater. And I know he has to be a face for it. And, you know, celebrities are where we pay attention. But if you were really serious about the ocean, you wouldn't need Aquaman to tell you to be serious about it. Ergo, you're not that serious about it.
He's real, man.
He is real as a human being on land who would not live underwater very long without an apparatus.
By the way, buy my canned water, too.
Of course.
He's got rid of the plastic.
Now, give Greta Thunberg one thing. She actually does care and do stuff. Aquaman might throw some money at it, But he shouldn't be in charge of anything underwater. He's Jason Momoa. He'll take a movie as a guy who hates water, by the way, if you ever... He'd take a movie as a bad guy who blows up oceans.
Well, Amber Heard's looking for a gig. I mean, maybe she can she can be his assistant.
She got booted.
It's ridiculous. Like, we're so dumb and celebrity-driven that we actually... Oh, Aquaman, he loves the ocean. We're fooled by everything. Warren Jeffs was right. You're all easily manipulated with one thing. Get Jason Momoa to say that he likes it. Well, I think I like the ocean too, then. Stupid.
There's a rumor going around that Johnny Depp is back on with Disney for $300 million to play Jack Sparrow. It wasn't true.
Yeah. Disney's going to lay off of him for a while.
One of Deshaun Watson's alleged victims is suing the Houston Texans for enabling his sexual misconduct against women while he was on the team.
I figured that was coming.
Everybody's going to be suing everybody. Yeah. And now the Browns look like they're going to have to bow down unless the NFLPA gets their way. And the NFL wants to suspend them for a year. I don't know what's going to happen up there, but it couldn't be more Brown town, and I couldn't be happier about it. Because you know me, the Browns and everybody who loves them, I think it's great. But if he gets suspended for a year, there's going to be another lawsuit. Of course, I guess the Browns took that on themselves to call the Texans.
It was a gamble. Roll them the dice.
Huge gamble.
Carol Burnett is going to be a guest star on your favorite show, Better Call Saul.
Oh, no kidding.
It's her favorite show, I guess. Reached out, said, put me on there. I want to start.
Doing what?
No, I don't know. She's going to be a guest appearance on there.
They're just grabbing everybody at this point.
Shove that in there. That's going to be wedged in kind of awkwardly.
Ozzy Osbourne is now a protector of bats.
Right, and he Jason Momoa is an Aquaman.
Install bat boxes right up in there. His new residence in the UK. It's to provide a safety for the bats and their pups.
That's right,
against predators.
I owe the bats one. You know, they helped me make a career for myself.
You made bat shelters.
I ate one, and now I'm an advocate. Bat safety. And I'll be at Carlsbad Caverns.
Doesn't that sound delicious, Ozzy?
Yeah.
Bat bites?
I'll be at Carlsbad Caverns tonight at 5, making sure all the bats get out okay, because it's crazy, man. You know, they never turn right. And due to my most recent surgery, I'm unable to turn right, so I've turned into a bat. It's f***ing hell, man.
Yep, Ozzy's a bat advocate. Aquaman is real. Oh, by the way, go f*** yourself, everybody. You got to start getting smarter and stuff like that. What was his title again? Jason Momoa's the king of all things. He's Poseidon.
UN Environment Programs Advocate for Life Below Water.
That's right. Because who knows better than the guy who pretends to live under there?
That's some broad that works at the UN. She gave him the job because she wanted to meet
right,
him.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it
He's
is.
He's single now. Yep. Might as well get Aquaman in the office.
So I just wanted to give you a special title, if you would give me something.
What's that, lady?
Your trident in my mouth. You know, f*** me, man.
It's so stupid. We're so dumb. Anyway, we'll enjoy that. It's 10:04. Larry's coming up next. He's got all sorts of fun stuff for you and more information about the Heatstroke Open right around the corner. Easy enough. Have yourselves a great Tuesday. We're one day closer to that big three-day weekend, so get excited. It's 98 KUP. We'll see you tomorrow. So, hold on!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.